You walk in late. You walk in late to class. Dressed early instead, sharp shoulder blades buckled up through flesh. To have followed your walk in stiletto heels from a room overlooking the skeletal view of an isthmus's oil fields, caged flames, is to hear the frictives of your native quah crack in our ears as you read, "This is how I am loved." A choice? You give your grandfather these words. "Not one of my children is here. There is nothing for them. They sucked the oil until it was dry, then they abandoned us. Now, like cocks, we scratch the ground for a living. When paws dip into bowls of cream, they leave tracks, but hands wield instruments. Spoons, bellows, shackles, drills. Your chair scrapes against linoleum, against the awkward silence. Your loose-leaf notebook open on the table. Paper bound in the tightening grip of metal rings. A grip held equally as tight as when you string arms against bedposts and dig spikes into flesh as you wait for praise. Tongue-tied, we also wait at the corners where you meet men to use you, slick and rich, an abundance of crew. The blackboard seeks to erase eyeshadow on lids. The flower with cat and nine tail stem delicately tattooed in the crevice between your breasts, carried from the delta, so close to the heart it blooms, releasing fragrance into stunned air.